Hey!
Come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. What up, Blog Talk Radio world and everybody else who's listening? This is Brother B. And we got, who else here? And we got Tamika. And now we got, Big Red coming in, into the fold. Welcome everybody to another edition of The Menu. How you doing, Mika?
Getting on time.
Sober.
Huh?
Sober.
Hello?
For now.
Yeah, oh, there
hey!
You go.
How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Big Red?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I was trying to get on, but I was enjoying my birthday cake. I'm sorry. My birthday
oh,
was
happy
Sunday,
birthday.
So I'm enjoying my cake. Thank you. I was enjoying my cake. And I was like, yes, the time done went. I said, let me get on.
Well, I don't even want to know how you was enjoying it. Anyway. I don't even want to know.
Wow. Yeah, because I had like a good 30, 40 thoughts that ran through in like 2 seconds. So, oh
yeah,
my
I'm
God.
Sure.
It was clean fun. Remember, I'm a pervert, so of course stuff like that is going to run through my head. I'm a perv, I'm sorry. I'm really not.
But
Brother B, hold up. So, Big Red, how's it feel to be legal?
How's it feel to be legal?
Yeah, because you're 21, yet again.
Oh, yes. It feels so good to be legal. It feels so good to be legal now.
Because I've been 21 for the past, I don't know. I'm still 21, though. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, okay. I hear that.
Vampire.
I can't with y'all.
I got a question. Something's been bothering my mind for longer. So, yeah. Now, this is kind of, it's funny, but it gets serious. And whoever's listening out there, once again, hey, another edition of the menu. We got Big Red. We got Tamika in the house. We got Brother B. What up, y'all? When it's cold outside,
mm-hmm.
like if you're outside, if you fart, does like air come out? Do you see like the air come out your mouth? Yeah.
Okay. Wait, hold up. Something is real funky with my phone. Hold up. Let's try it now. So do you actually see the fart cloud? Is what you're asking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've always wondered, because like, it's like just like when you're breathing, there's air coming out your mouth, right? But it's like if you hot air, so when that heat mixes with the cold, it makes it, you know, smoke. So I'm saying,
if you got on the short jacket, maybe.
What? Brother,
baby. Stop watching South Park the movie.
No, I do. That's something I've just always wondered. Like, I have to experiment with it.
Well, I got to tell you, I would think it does, only because you can actually light a fart on fire, so I would assume that you could actually see the gas cloud in the winter.
That is hilarious.
You can light a fart on fire?
Yes, wow. You can. If your gas is toxic enough, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep, that's new toxins coming out that hanging.
Yeah, we never taught us at school.
Huh?
We never taught us that at school. Like if you put a mask to your ass and fart, like you actually.
That's not stuff you don't get taught in school. That's like outside economics or whatever it's called. Outside science.
Let's be real for a minute. They never taught us in school. Okay, so let's. Let's be honest, we know shit that they didn't. And secondly, that's douchebaggery 101. I should know because I know many a douchebag. So with that said,
Tell them to go on Facebook and, like, black out their
and make a video. Yes, please.
If they prove their douchebaggery, what do they get out the deal?
Yeah, high ass.
Oh, because seriously?
High ass.
I'm not even playing. One of the dudes is named Douchebag.
Okay. That's crazy.
Well, he'd rather be called Douchebag than his real name, so we call him Douchebag, or Douche, for short.
Well, yeah,
he must have got messed up for his name then.
Huh?
Yeah.
I said he must got a messed up first name then.
No, his first name is cool.
Douchebag ain't no better.
But, you know, that's just Douche. There's not much we can do about him. Although, if you've seen him, you stereotype him as a douchebag. Because
that's
he looks like
he belongs. Honestly, that's that alone.
But he looks like the type of guy that is a douchebag.
Well, I mean, yeah, he probably is. But to walk around with that name, that doesn't help anybody wanting to get to know you. Because if you're,
seriously, you kind of want to know why someone would actually enjoy that kind of nickname.
Nah, I don't. Because they'll probably make me want to hit him or something. I don't want to do that.
Oh, God.
That's really, I can't do that. I go through enough experience during the course of the day or week. I don't need to meet somebody named Douchebag, talk to them, and then I'd be like, you know, you're a real douchebag. Like, I don't like you. Like, I don't like enough people.
Well, that dude would be like, Fags, that's my name.
And that's basically what it is, yeah. Oh, wait, before we go on, I almost forgot. Congratulations to Hot Rod and Linda on the birth of Princess Abigail. Okay, I'm done.
Yes.
Beautiful. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
And she's a cutie.
Oh, yeah, she's a cutie. Listen, we're going to have to get him, like, a bottle of Grey Goose, because he's going to do it.
Listen, he better just, well, see, he can never get drunk again now because he has a daughter. He's screwed.
You know, he better get two sides, a snip snip or whatever they got, because
that's right, because, you know, I have boys, so I don't know what that fear is. Because, you know, my sons are stupid, but they're not that stupid. They know I will cut them up into little pieces and ship them to their dad.
I know they will cut
them.
So, yeah. What? Why would I not cut them up?
Don't laugh, right? Because I'm sure it's the same with you. Nah, I think it's more violent with you. Anyway.
I'm not more violent than her. Come on.
Listen, let her wake up in the morning and somebody cut that birthday cake. Let somebody cut cake. So, matter of fact, you can touch it, but take too much of a portion off of that, then it's a wrap. Like, you might
get
wow,
that?
That might be the only meal for the weekend.
Wow.
That one little piece of cake you already ate. Like, set that out. Do like the golden child, a little piece here, and, you know, just nip on that for a little bit.
Oh, God.
Wow. Holy crap.
What's up?
Okay, yeah. I'm getting hella interference over here.
Yeah, it's bad. Wait, who's, I think that's you, Brother B. I think that's you.
Why?
It
Why
is
not?
Because you're just coming in. It sounds it's like a real bad interference coming in because it's not her. She fixed hers. Mine is okay. Y'all can hear me.
Okay,
but yours
but
is like coming up.
Hear?
It's real choppy, choppy, choppy.
Are you near a whole tenor?
No.
A whole antenna? Are you near a whole tenor?
No.
Are you near Thoughtland?
A cordless phone. Do
you
still hear
call
me? Marie, my daughter bought me some Bluetooth headphones.
There's your culprit.
That's
take
what it
out.
Is.
Take it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, take it out because that is sounding horrible.
Take it out.
I don't hear anything.
My phone out my case.
I'm telling you, it
what
sounds terrible.
Everybody blame everything on me. You trying to tell me my Christmas gift ain't no good?
Yeah, listen, I get she did it out of love because she loved her dad, but yeah, dude, seriously, the frequency is crap, which is
screwed
up.
That's how it sounds.
I'm just going to tell him, y'all.
You can tell him.
You went to water.
Tell me we tell her I love her.
As a matter of fact,
tell
her
I love her.
Does it sound better now?
Yeah.
Yes, much better.
But seriously, Brother B, leave her with me for one day.
Why?
Why not?
She could be scared.
Why? Scared of what?
Scared. I don't know, to go back outside ever again.
I would not do that to her. I would actually be nice. I wouldn't treat her like one of my kids because I abuse mine constantly.
Yeah, but she doesn't do anything. She's all right. You know, she's a thoughtful kid. I can't complain.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens if she turns 13. What happens then?
The way
like
turns,
I told you, between 13 and 18, they turn into totally different people. You be like, is this the same person that I, you know, wait a minute, wasn't you different yesterday? Like, what happened?
No, actually, you'll be more trying to figure out a way how not to strangle them in their sleep.
Yeah, and that
them
too.
Up in general.
No, yeah. But in that too.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, whatever's going to be,
that's what you say now.
I hear that.
That's a whole different. Listen, that's a whole different topic.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do one on that one on the 13, the 18 stage, or 13 to 21, or whatever it is. I tell you,
one of them days.
I'll have a whole lot to say about that one.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll just put my mic on mute. I'll just put myself on mute and let you go to town.
Listen,
let me go in, right?
Yes, go
in. I might have to tell my mama to sit in on that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure all y'all from old to new got something to say.
Listen,
my mother
will just tell you how I was.
So, tonight's topic, stereotyping. Why do we do it?
Because it's easier than getting to know someone.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Less of an effort.
Yeah.
And so, it comes in all stages. You know, people like... I know sometimes when I hear that word stereotype, I only think of, like, black and white. Like, I don't know why that's the first thing that comes to mind, but stereotyping can be with anybody, anything, any gender, race, you know, weight class, anything. It could be with anything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, I'm a big dude, and somebody, like, let me go in the store, or it's like a Dunkin' Donuts or something, and he's like, oh, you want a French color, right? Like, no, I'm not big on donuts. Just because I'm a big dude, would that mean I like donuts?
Well, you know, but you know what? My favorite is when I'm in Staples. Well, this is my favorite. When I'm in Staples in Jersey City, I swear, every freaking body and their mother asked me if I work there. Do I have a key? Am I wearing a smock? Like, seriously, you see me bending over and I seriously work in freaking Staples?
Right, like...
Yeah, I get that every time I'm in Staples. As long as I've been living in Jersey and going to Staples, that's what happens to me.
Well, you have this like, Staples look.
And they don't have... But here's the BS. That 440 doesn't have a... The one on 440 in Jersey City doesn't have a whole lot of black people that work in here. There's literally maybe three black people that work in that whole store. Everybody else is Filipino and Spanish.
Oh, wow.
And maybe one white person.
So maybe they're so amazed to see a person of, you know, darker stature there.
Dude, yeah. Am I wearing... No. Dude, I'm not wearing the snake. You are such a pain in the tush. I'm not wearing a Staples smock with the name tag.
I know you're not.
I'm in there in my... No. Let me explain. No, this is what I am in my slacker gear, or I'm in my boots, dressed up.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Like, seriously?
That's
dude,
hilarious.
I don't work here. Find somebody that's wearing a red smock. One bitch had, because This was actually over the Christmas holiday, too, this happened, most recently. I'm in there. I'm with the boyfriend. I'm bent over in the aisle looking for stuff. Spanish lady comes to me, and she's like, excuse me, you work here? I said, whoa. No, she said, excuse me. She was asking for something. I turned to her, I said, honey, I don't work here. Do you see me with the red smock? This happened, said, well, you have a key. Because I got
you a key. You said you
have a what? That?
Wait, you had a key? What you doing with the key? You had a key?
Apparently my car keys and my house keys look like they belong to the Staples.
What?
Clearly my car, clearly my car keys that had a lock and unlock, you know, little thing on the key fob stated that I worked in Staples. But, yes, stereotyping is much easier because it means you don't have to really interact with the person immediately. You can make the wildest assumptions about them, and in your own twisted mind, you're right.
Right. That's great.
And, yeah, you can pretty much separate yourself from the human race. See, but I'm guilty of stereotyping, too. I believe that all men are dogs. Until they prove me wrong.
Okay. Listen, I'm feeling a rumble in my stomach. I'm going to have to shit on you now. Listen, what is this all about? You know, I hear a lot of women say that. All men are dogs. Okay. Well, like my man said, listen, dogs are loyal, depending on their owner.
Honey?
So, with that being said, you can't say nothing about us unless your yard is clean. How about that?
Put that
peanut butter on your jelly. Okay?
I don't say that all men adore. I wouldn't say that. I'm a person, like I said, I'm just speaking for me. I don't think that way. I'll say some of them are dogs, but I'm not gonna say all of them are.
Okay, and women are
just like you said, until somebody prove me otherwise or prove me wrong, you know, I'm going to have a little cautious.
Let's be honest here. I'm sorry, I will always think that until proven wrong, but you know what? It's not to say that women aren't psychotic bitches either. Listen, I attack both sexes. Being a female, yeah, we got a tendency to snap a whole lot more, and if you've ever watched the show Snapped Enough, we are really creative on how we're going to kill you. So yeah. See,
So you're trying to tell me that your stereotype is safer than being a dog? Listen, I'd rather be a dog.
Absolutely not. Whoa.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'd rather be a dog than a psycho.
Wait. Listen. I didn't lie. Did you hear me lie?
No. I hear you lie. I'm just saying, I'd rather be a dog than a psycho.
Well, honey, you know what? Unfortunately, you'll never be able to accomplish it. Because, see, women are psychotic, and they get away with mad shit that dudes aren't on. A lot of dudes can't handle it. Because, again, women are psycho. They believe in mental torture. Guys believe in physical torture. It's the weirdness.
And that's the way it goes. Even, like I said, like I always say, even with you know, sexual, or even in relationships and stuff like that, see, women are more emotional. And men are physical. So in that aspect also, it's the same thing. Women are more on the mental, you know, side of it, and men are more on the physical side. Women will think of all kinds of things that she won't do to your ass. You know what I'm saying? We will sit there contemplating.
Does this have anything?
But for the record, I stereotype equally.
Does this have anything to do with Steve Harvey in his book?
I don't think that got nothing to do with Steve Harvey. That has nothing to do with
I can't listen to somebody give me advice who's been divorced like three times.
I never really caught up on how many times he got, but it's like I don't think that has anything to do with anything that Steve Harvey has to say. This is just something that like women. This is just something that we just have instilled in us.
But my thing is this. Getting back to all men are dogs. Like, first of all, your definition of a dog. Well, no, your definition of a dog is what?
A lion.
Okay, y'all do. Some of y'all do the same thing too.
No. We're conniving whore bag. Again, different.
Yeah, well, all right, well, but if you do a translation. Oh, Lord.
Listen. But, what
but
I
see,
saying,
men are more, you know what it is, because you men are, not, men are, and like I said, I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to say all, but some men or the majority of them, they're sloppy with their seconds. See, women don't, we're not sloppy with ours. We kind of, I'm not going to say all women either, but the majority of the time, women know how to keep, you know, things separated. Men are a little sloppy with they jumps off, and, you know, that's how, you know, the women end up meeting up with each other and the kids and all that other stuff, because they're a little more sloppy with it.
Yeah, but see, some of y'all like the sloppiness because it's easy, you know, y'all don't have to do too much detective work. Now,
right,
you're
right.
But then let you find a smooth criminal. Let you find a dude that got the whole thing down pat. And then that one day he gives something up. Not you catch him, he gives something up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just blow it all out of proportion. Not to say that he wasn't wrong, but I think y'all are more mad because you didn't figure it out yourself compared to him just, yeah, let me just drop that little tidbit for you so you can
stop.
That there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think y'all get more mad at that. That y'all didn't figure it out on your own.
But you know what? Tell you the truth,
Wait, that was a big pause. That was real good. That's a lot of silence right there. I must have said something.
Because I think okay, I don't know about anybody else, and like I said, I can only speak for myself. I think I wouldn't want it. Like I said, I'm not gonna sit there and be going through all of that just to find out something. My thing is, you gonna tell me regardless. Like, if you feel a certain way about me, it's gonna come out anyway. I'm not doing no detective work. I ain't got time for detective work.
Okay.
Damn time for that.
I got you. I mean, I just, like I said, I mean, we've heard it as a male. You've heard it for years. I've heard it for years. Oh, you guys are dogs. Oh, you guys are dogs. Like, dude, you never even stepped in my kennel before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is a dog? Like, you say we're dogs, but dogs are loyal depending on their owner. So it's like, what are you saying? Nobody, every people just throw that out there as a stereotype, but don't really know what they say. I don't really know what it is.
And for the record, let's be honest, not all dogs are loyal. There's another stereotype. If we're going to stereotype,
okay,
let's be a little bit more thorough. Not all dogs are loyal. A good majority, depending on the breed, depending on the breed of dog,
has a tendency to turn on its owner
a bit more. I'm just saying. But again, that's a stereotype.
But y'all
are denying it. Because as we all know, that stereotype has been disproven with the dog. What is that pit's name? Hulk. You know that 175-pound pit bull?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The biggest baby in the world, that dog is.
But he's
a killer breed, so there's a stereotype. I'm sticking with the
It's not a killer breed. Any dog can kill. Any animal can kill.
Here's the stereotype. Certain breeds. Again, that's your stereotype.
No, I think it depends on how they're raised at that.
Raised, yeah,
no, no,
exactly.
We know the reality. We know the reality. But let me ask you a question. If you didn't know the reality and you heard the massive theory or the stereotype, what would you be more inclined to do? Believe it or go research it? Honestly. What's your first inclination?
I think I would believe it first, but then I would research it afterwards.
Okay. But this is, again, this goes to prove the point how much easier it is to fall into a stereotype or listen to a stereotype as opposed to what? Finding it out for yourself.
Well, a lot of people are lazy because it's easy.
And this is the thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's lazy.
It's true. You'd rather just believe it because instead of just saying, okay. But see, that's the thing. Like I said, I want to speak for myself. You know, I may, you know, believe something because I hear, but then I say, you know what, let me research, let me find out, or let me do some, you know, a little investigating before I just go ahead and just say, okay, you know, I'm going to believe this, and that's it, and it's cut and dry. Like, okay, I'm going to switch the subject a little bit. I'll say like I said, I'm a plus-size woman, Okay. And it's the thing of, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes that come with plus size women. They, you know, I like I said, and I've dealt with a lot of men, and I've heard it, and I've seen it and heard it all. They think that, oh, you got low self-esteem, and, oh, you don't know. You know, it's a lot that, oh, yeah, they don't know how to dress, and, oh, they know how to wear sweatpants, and this and that, and other thing. And it's
that
just like,
lie,
but that's what I'm saying, but that's what I mean. It's this thing of, just like you said, if you're ignorant and you don't know and you don't try to research or you don't try to get to know the person, that's the first thing you're thinking. I've had guys try to run all kinds of game on me because they think, oh, she big, or she must don't have no self, or she must don't have a lot of guys. And I had to go, yo, and once they start talking, I have to tell them, brother, listen, let me school you on something. Guess what? The phone call stopped. Yeah, because you thought you was going to run game and you found the wrong big girl. Go find somebody else to go do that with. Because I'm not the one for it. My daddy told me I was pretty, and my mother and anybody else, they told me I was pretty and worth something. But you have a lot of females that are, you know, heavy set, and they don't feel like that about themselves. So as soon as the dude run the game on them, they, you know, they go for the game. And then that's how they get, you know, get caught up in certain things.
My goodness.
You know. Yeah.
And the sad part is that, the sad part is that's so far from the truth, I can't even tell you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
But
I'm,
you know what? Again, but
look,
they
I'm
really
proof for that.
But see, but guys have, but let's be real for a minute. Guys have this misconception about women in general anyway, so it is what it is.
And what misconception is that?
They
what
do.
Misconception
they do. Is that? On a male basis. On a male's baser nature, they believe at some point they can control a chick. That's funny. Women weren't meant to be controlled.
Well, I don't think it's so much control. I think
as
it's,
far as what?
Well, no. I mean, listen. There's women out there. Listen. All right, you got a dude that's putting the meat down correctly. You know what I'm saying? There's some women that stay there's some women that, you know, stay loyal to that. If there's some dudes out there that's eating the box right, there's some women that stay loyal to that. If there's some dudes out there that's, you know, putting that money out there, taking care of her bills, her rent, and this and that, some of them just stay loyal to that. I mean, come on, you know.
And if you're doing all of that, that ain't doing nothing, you know.
Maybe not for you, but
see, I still think that goes back to a self-esteem issue. That's where I think that comes from, because you have women that they that's the thing. It just takes small things like that, laying the pipe down, you know, mouth right, you know, money sacked. Oh, he paying all my bills. And he could be out there doing whatever he want to do. But she's like, well, as long as he's paying my bills, as long as he's doing this, as long as he's doing that, I don't care. And I think that's a self-esteem issue, because that's the only thing that you're dealing with this dude for, because he's doing those things for you, and there's nothing else, you know, off of that.
It ain't never that.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Like,
true.
It's nothing else. And I think that's what, you know, and this dude could be doing all that and be talking about her like a dog, or, you know, calling her all kinds of names and treating her a certain way, and, you know, he get around and put, you know, and you don't see that, but all you care about is what he's doing.
True.
Hey, listen, if anybody want to call in, the number's 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Now,
okay,
wait,
can I just say this?
Say
when
what?
Did we become an adult talk show? Can I just, when did that happen?
Say, when did we become an adult talk show?
I was here for the porn and the booze. What the hell is this?
Listen, did
you say
to other
topics? Wait, you said porn and booze? You're stupid.
There's other topics to do, but...
That's
now we're just addressing.
What
we know. Listen. Well, this is the last week of the month. in February, you know, we got to do some topics, especially since it's Black History Month. And it's also Valentine's Day.
Can we just talk about Walking Dead? Wait, can we just talk about Walking Dead and Deadpool the whole month of February?
No.
Yes.
People don't even know who Deadpool is. We can talk about Walking Dead, like, before it comes on, maybe. But there's a lot of people that really don't watch Walking Dead, I've noticed.
That's their business. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
And
I ain't got nothing to do with them.
There's Deadpool the movie, 50 Shades of Black.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, that looks hilarious.
With Marlon? Heck yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Chocolate City. Even you can appreciate the fun.
No, yes, I can appreciate the fun. But, you know, I just wanted to get, you know, some topics out the way. Listen, because I I'm all for fun. But, you know, right now.
You've been really adult.
Yeah, because, you know what? There's just a lot going on. Like,
true.
You know, this to break topic for a hot second, it's like, you know, of course, Facebook is like the new NBC, ABC, Channel 11, Fox 5, and everything, because the regular media and visual is not saying anything.
Nope.
They're not giving anything of substance out to the people except for the weather, and even sometimes that's bogus. But, you know, you look on Facebook, and then you're finding out stuff about Bill Cosby and all of this stuff being dismissed. They wasn't, now the news is not talking about that at all. None of the networks, and there's nothing on the front page of the news. Before, he was America's rapist, and he was this, that, and the third, and everything else. But then, you go to Facebook and you see, you know, this was dismissed, this was dropped, he was innocent. I was watching something last night where somebody was breaking it down, some of the things during the trial from the transcripts,
yeah.
And it's like, yo, he never admitted. You know, they're saying he never admitted that he gave the women drugs. He said that he had the prescription himself, and he was using them, and he said he shared them with other people.
Wow.
See, now that's a big difference between, oh, I'm going to slip these in your drink, and then you're going to just charge me like
right,
a final baby.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, sister. Hey, baby. Take these.
Yeah, exactly. He said he had them.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, he had them himself. And he was just like, oh, you know, and somebody probably said, hey, yo, Bill, can I get a pill? Sure, why not? Hey, here you go. You know, it's just like coming to somebody's crib with a 24-pack of broke. You know what I'm saying? Or a bottle of liquor. You just going to drink the bottle yourself, or you bought the bottle to share?
Right.
So it is, you know what I'm saying? So they don't have anything concrete. Like I said, it's not on any major media networks at all. It's not like I really listening to the radio like that, but they're not even saying too much about what's going on.
You gotta listen to like Sirius Radio. Like, you gotta listen to Sirius XM to get that type of news.
But the sad part is, it was okay to take them down. Everybody wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, because that's what they wanted. Okay, I'm gonna give you an example. Just like I'm gonna give you an example. Not to cut you off. I'm gonna give you an example. Just like that nonsense that happened a couple of weeks ago with the chick that got raped in the park by the boys.
Yeah.
And you notice you ain't hear nothing else about that. After they so-called arrested these young men, you didn't hear nothing else, because guess what? That it was all BS. The whole story was BS. And they know it was BS. But they're not going to tell the media, or they're not going to tell anybody, oh, yeah, the story was messed up. All they wanted was an arrest, and that's all they wanted to see. Oh, five black young black men arrested. That's all we want to see. That's all we want.
And once again, that could lead back into the stereotype. It's like, why does a group, like, anytime they see a group of black men or young black boys somewhere, it automatically goes back to the Central Park jogger.
Park Five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, they're out here wilding. Like, what is wild? I didn't know wilding was a thing. That people, like, right. I don't go wilding. Like, I didn't go wilding then. I don't go wilding now. What the hell are you talking
right.
about wilding?
We're like, just hanging out. That's, I mean, that's what young people are supposed to do. They hang out. That's what they do.
But they turn, but when they see a group of, you know, young black youth, it's automatically a gang. You see a
right.
group of...
Right, exactly. More than five is a gang, or more than four is a gang, or something
yeah.
like that.
See a group of young, you know what I'm saying, Caucasian males, you know, they're just having a conversation.
Right, or they just hanging out, but it's a young black, oh, you're a group, oh, they're a gang.
Exactly.
No, they don't have to be a gang. They could be coming from the goddamn libraries, or you know.
This is true. Am I there? Meek, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. No, I was just saying, like, I can understand doing personal. Well, I can't understand none of it really. But a one-to-one stereotype. Well, you have your own stereotypical ideals. But mm-hmm. as a so-called profession or an agency, such as like NYPD or just law enforcement in general, you can't stereotype. You can't do that. But
who says?
I know you're right.
Listen.
But you can't,
man. There's a difference between you can't and you're not supposed to.
Okay, so they're not, you shouldn't. You're not supposed to.
They're not supposed to, but they do because this is how many of them are trained.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Being
and that's that. You're trained to stereotype.
Yeah, they are trained that way.
People or individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they definitely
are. And this is why we have the problems that we have. Because no one wants to look past the stereotype. Like, now listen, I've been into this whole, like, 24, like, you know, the Jack Bauer. I've just been watching all of it recently, old shows. And one thing that kind of bothers me about the shows, but it's not just that show. It's just other shows like the Quantico, and it's just other shows. Like, why does it always have to be about terrorism and a Muslim has to be involved in it? That's
mm-hmm.
getting on my nerves.
Hot right now.
That's like, huh? Oh, because it's hot right now.
Because that's what's hot.
Yep. Exactly.
So
that's what's going on in these streets. Gucci made that he screeched. What's going on out here in these streets now? Like that's what's going. You know, and you know what it is? It's just you didn't start seeing a lot of this type of stuff until after 9/11. This is when you started seeing all this type of stuff.
Of course.
After 9/11, this is when it's just been like a, like just every all movies and shows and just. You know, back to back of these things that you just saying, but like I said, it didn't happen. Like before 9/11, they didn't have all these types of shows about terrorism and this and that and the other and things blowing up and all. You never seen all. You know, if it was, it was maybe one movie here or it was probably the show maybe a movie maybe. But now it's just like that's all it's about now, mm-hmm. and I really think that they do it to make a like to. To just make people panic. I think it's just to give them a panic.
Propaganda,
isn't it?
Well, yeah. But that it's the same propaganda that they did with us. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
they put certain things in movies. Like, we're always either playing a drug dealer, some type of street thug, or
mm-hmm.
some type of murderer or rapist on TV.
Mm-hmm.
We're always... A lot of us are always playing these negative roles. Like most
right.
of the classic cult movies, you got New Jack City. Nothing but a bunch of drug dealers.
Yep.
And in the grand scheme of things, we ain't even at the top of the food chain when it comes down to selling drugs. But yet, why is our story so interesting? Our story is always so interesting of how we
right.
use drugs. So I just find that crazy. Because, you know, we didn't manufacture it. It came from someplace else. So nobody ever wants to get into that. They just want to
get down. Of course not.
You
they don't
want to
get into that because they don't want to be made. They don't want to be made liable for that. It's all about. Oh yeah, when I got into the black neighborhood, they just they just took it out of proportion, the crap houses, and they just rather it just be us, and that's it.
And like I said, and I just find that crazy. Like when Denzel won an Oscar, and Halle Berry won an Oscar. Denzel wins an Oscar for being a dirty cop. I would never watch that movie that she won an Oscar for. Never. Monsters Ball, I never watched that movie because I heard about it.
I tried to watch it one time, but it was just like, I didn't see where she did so good that she was, that was an Oscar for what? Because she had sexual relations with the white
Billy
guy. Billy Ray Thorne deserved an Oscar. Like, are y'all really serious? But then they wonder why people are boycotting or making a big deal about boycotting the Oscars because you're not giving Oscars to our people of color for something for doing a role that maybe not a slave, not a sexual person, not some not a gangster, not a hustler. It's like, can
but
we get recognized for something, decent for once?
The only real parts that we ever get is the slaves. Otherwise, when it comes down to movies about pharaohs and kings and gods, they bring out the white people.
Right,
so,
exactly.
We're not going to get Oscars for certain things. We're not going to get Oscars for being slaves. Not that.
I'm very highly upset.
I'm sorry. Let's be honest for a moment. Let's really be honest. Do we really care? We know what our actors do. It's not that serious. Honestly, I don't watch half of these award shows anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Because
at the end of the day, the people don't pick them. Hell, even the People's Choice Award, don't nobody pick them. Like, seriously, it's ridiculous. It's all a joke. Instead of worrying about the fucking Oscars and all of that shit, how about we worry about these kids that are over in fucking Flint, Michigan? Like, seriously, come on.
You
got kids dying of freaking lead poisoning.
We want to take the focus off of that. Oh, let's talk about the Oscars. We don't care about what's going on in the Oscars. Oscar. Let's talk about Oscars.
Who cares what they do for the Oscars? They could all jump around naked with freaking firecrackers up their ass. Sorry, don't care. Jada Pinkett and Will Smith ain't going. I don't care.
I know I ain't going.
Yeah, right. Me, I ain't going either.
Seriously?
Come on. I ain't going. But I do have to say one thing that I'm highly upset about that has really nothing to do with the Oscars, but I'm upset that they got this white man getting ready to try and play Michael Jackson.
Joseph Fiennes? Yeah.
No. You know what? Me, the Jackson family, if y'all listening, we got to get on the ball and start protesting because this ain't right. I'm sorry.
If it's Joseph listen, I'm over it. I couldn't believe that one either.
Stop laughing at me, okay?
We got to get on the ball. Listen, it could have been worse. They could have got his brother Ralph. Because his brother Ralph is the new... Listen, his brother Ralph is the new Q in freaking the James Bond series. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
That's his older brother. This is the younger brother.
Okay.
All right. I got to ask. First of all, is this supposed to be like a British comedy?
What?
Is this supposed to be like the movie, the whatever that you start?
It's supposed to be a comedy. And here's the funny, and these are the people's award shows you want to be part of, really?
Right.
I don't think so.
We got a caller. We got a caller, 5891, you're on the air with the menu, what up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the K-Dog. What's going on?
Oh.
Nico, what's going on?
Oh, how are you?
Hey, doing all right. Hey, listening to the show? And, you know, hey, I just got to say this.
Wait, no. Before you say anything, K-Dog, did you listen to the show from the beginning? Because now you got to answer
the question.
Of
course I did. Of course I did. We talk about stereotypes.
No. If you're outside in the cold,
right,
and you fart, does the gas come, like, you see the gas come out of your ass?
Hell no, you don't see the gas come out there. You just smell something like, damn, I just laid one. Oh, well. But you know what? It evaporates in the air, though.
I put them to answer the question. Now, go on, sir.
You know what? I must just say this. When you fart outside, that's the best part, because you know why nobody smells nothing? Because you know that air just goes away.
No, but you know Murphy's Law. As soon as you do it, somebody walk up on you and ask you for directions.
Right.
Somebody come over and
beat
somebody.
Well, you know what? Nobody smells it. Well, nobody really smells it, though, because, you know, yo, I mean, you just do it, and then after that, you just head out.
Listen, if I do that and you walk up on me, I'm going to look at you because I know you're smelling something, because I'm smelling. So I know you're smelling. So if I see your face twins, I'm like, I'm going to say to myself, you shouldn't have walked up on me like that. You should,
that's right.
You know, if I'm standing there by myself, it's probably for a reason.
Right? I can't.
Anyway,
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Michigan.
Man, listen, look, when it comes, I heard what you guys had to say about men and women, and, you know, I was listening, and the thing is, listen, both of us ain't no damn good.
Pretty much.
That's how I see it. Pretty much.
Well, it's the man, both of us ain't no good.
You know what? Listen, in life, there's a no good man, and there's going to be a no good woman. Take your pick. I mean, people sit there, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, it all depends on what the person thinks and all of that. I mean, listen, number one, not all men are dogs. And not all females are what they call fast lanes. But you know what? The thing is, it's like this. It goes both ways, regardless. You got to take it as is. It is what it is, you know. It goes both ways. And right now, I hear you guys talking about the Oscars. Like, Brother B, Mika, you've heard what... Now, I'm going to say something about the Oscars, about this whole Oscar situation. Honestly, why the hell are we boycotting the Oscars when there's more important things that's going on that we should be boycotting?
Because Negroes always look for recognition.
And you know what's sad is this.
And you guys heard me say this on the
absolute truth about unity. My thing is this: we boycotting an award show, but yet, why don't we talk about what's going on in Flint, Michigan, where people cannot even drink the water? And what about what's going on in our streets? People being slashed. Shootouts and all.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Does anybody boycott about that?
Because NASA don't want you talking about that. We gotta keep it real. You can't, because you know what? Like I said, a lot of Negroes out there are still in that mind state of like, I gotta be recognized by NASA. So
no.
I gotta get the pat on the head.
Those days are long gone.
Nah, you can't say that, because if it was long gone, we wouldn't be concerned about Oscars. We wouldn't be stretching award shows. If we weren't concerned about that, why are we selling out our creativity?
Right. And after,
you know what I'm saying? To become their stereotype.
And this is the sad thing. And this is the sad thing that I have to say. Why is it that, you know, we're sitting there always asking for things? Since when, you know, and I quote what Marcus Garvey said about getting your own, this is the thing. If we have a strong united front, that's when you get your own. Do things for yourself. Stop asking for things. Stop, you know, I've heard this time and time again. Oh, we need to do this. No. You're sitting there with your hands out. What are you doing? Why do you need to be doing that for? Get out of here with that. You know?
Well, you know, look at what happened. I think it was what, in San Francisco years ago with the Black Wall Street. They tried to say the whole destruction of Black Wall Street was basically because of some little BS beef between a couple of white black kids or whatever. But to be honest with you, basically, if you look at the history behind the Black Wall Street, we were doing our own thing, and we were all together. We were unified, and we had our own businesses, and we were running. And you know what? The powers that be at that time said, "Listen, they're doing too well. This has to stop. Because if they don't come to us for something, then we're nothing for them. They'll turn around and just grow, and they'll grow and take over. So anytime we do something, they have to make themselves a part of it because they have to take it, water it down, and destroy it. It's the same thing they did with hip. The same thing they did with hip hop. It's the same thing they did with our music back, you know, years prior to.
Yeah.
It was like, but we allow it. We keep sitting there into this stereotype of the dumb Negro. We keep doing that.
We keep, you know what, and that's the problem. Because I'm going to break it down to you with different types of people. When you're living in the United States of America, we have, you look at the Jewish community. The Jewish community, they have it all together.
Yep, of course.
They have it all together. They have their own banks. They have their own set of unity. They look out, basically, they look out for one another. They got their own police, exactly. They have their own task force that looks out for them. And you know what? You look at the Latino community. They have their own. They look out for each other because, perfect example, when Donald Trump said what he said about Mexicans, all Latinos, not all of them are from Mexico. They're from Ecuador. They're from Peru. They're from Puerto Rico. They're from the Dominican Republic. They're from Colombia. They all put their heads together and said like this, you know what, we're going to boycott this fool. We're going to shut him down. But us, when something happens, we get mad one day. We all get mad on one day. But then tomorrow it's all forgotten. We go back, it's business as usual. And that's the sad part about it.
Because one of the sad things about our people is the fact that you have a lot of them who rather look good first, win second.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, the white people are more concerned with winning and looking good third. They're not concerned about looking good. They're more concerned about winning. We're not about the win. Like, we think, oh, because I got a Benz, or I got this, because I look financially secure. Listen, looks are not guaranteed. Looks are not substance. You can look good one day and get your face slashed, and next day you're looking ugly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, are you serious? But it's a programming. And then, like, once again, we're still all about feeding into the stereotype. Like, listen, look at Stacey Dash with her little dumbass commentary. She just did it for what? Once again, she just fell into the stereotype. It just shows you somebody that'll do something for it. Listen, you let me get my 15, 20 minutes of fame, and then I'll
And I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And she did it. And she did it just to, you know, get a little shine, get a little buck, a couple of bucks in the pocket. You guys have been doing no
movies. A little 5 minutes.
And then boom, she's back in the mix. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all about attention. Like, when they put all these Arabs in these terrorist movies and stuff like that, they must not have too much of a problem with it, because a lot of Middle Eastern descent, they play these roles. It's not like they're boycotting Hollywood and saying,
no
we're not going to play this role because all you do is just make us out to be terrorists. So I guess they must be happy with it. Just like our people are just happy with still being on the step infection system. So it's like, hey, don't get mad when you get stereotyped if you keep playing into the stereotype.
Exactly. And this is the thing. Like, I remember a video that came out like in 2014, and a guy was saying that, you know, we as a people, we're failing our own community. We need to fix it up. People got mad. Instead of listening to what the guy had to say, we get mad. Oh, you're putting us down. Oh, you selling out. No, it's not selling out. It's about this. Fix up your neighborhood. If your neighborhood's a mess, do your best to clean it up. And, you know, well, this thing about, yeah, go ahead, Brother B.
No, I mean, it's like this. Why should I clean it up? I didn't make the mess.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? It's that attitude.
It is.
You know,
and you know, like, what? You want to blame,
like, look
you,
at, like Flint, Michigan. Somebody's going to blame it on us. Somebody's going to sit there and say, well, maybe if they were doing this, this would have never have happened. No, you can't
nope.
say that. You can't
it's
say
the
that.
Powers that be, it's the powers that be that made it happen, because you look at what the powers that be did. It's not like he didn't know that the water was dirty. That water was dirty. It's contaminated. And now we want to sit there and boycott the Oscars? Get out of here with that, please.
Because that's not big news. Flint, Michigan is not big news. To me,
that's
like I said before, that's domestic. That's a form of domestic terrorism. But yet they're not going to do anything or say anything about it, because who is it affecting? I mean, come on. You have somebody wake up in the morning, look at the paper, while sipping their coffee and eating their eggs, and said, "Oh, the Negroes are in trouble again. They're trying to kill them off." Could you pass the
yeah.
muffin? Like that's what
yeah.
it is. We've been reduced.
Bad.
Yeah, we've been reduced to just newsworthy articles. That's that.
Exactly.
If we're not thieves, if we're not pimps, if we're not drug dealers, if we're not whores or crackheads, you know, we can't be anything else. We can't be educated. We can't be astronauts. We can't be this. Like, you, certain things that you never hear about. But once again, some of us or a lot of us play into the stereotype.
We play it. We are. You know what it is? Okay. Perfect example. You want to talk about stereotypes, negative stereotypes? Look at the state of rap music.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect
yes.
example.
Yes.
Ooh. Perfect no. example. Look at the state of rap music. Now, these guys that they give these recording contracts to, I consider them slaves to the rhythm, because this is the thing. We'll give you, you know, they're not, there are some talented rappers out there. Don't get me wrong. There are some seriously talented, ridiculously talented rappers who could rap, who could take it back to, you know, what real rap is all about. But then they'll take the one who's acting like a fool, who has, who could say, oh, man, I've been in jail, or I have this, I have that. And, you know, they'll give that person a recording contract before they give the person who's real, who has lyrical skills. They'll be like, oh, they're going to sell records.
Because they don't want you to have skills. They don't want you to have any type of creativity, really. They don't even want you to have the type of education to put you in a situation so you can be controlled. They
exactly,
don't want you to have control. They don't want you to be educated, because
yeah.
that means
it, yeah, they want to put it yeah. They put it out there so this way the you know, the youth that's coming up now can say, oh, I don't have to go to school to be a rapper. I don't have to learn how to articulate. I don't have to learn how to put words together. All I do is say, blah, 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 and they'll put that on the record, and guess what?
And it sells. And you know what? You get on the stage, and, you know, you come up on stage like, yeah, blah, 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 and it's like you're saying the same thing three times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
you ever heard of that?
But that's a stereotype that they keep going with. That is the stereotype that they continue to put out there. That's what it is.
Yep.
Just like they're trying showing, you know, they think all Jewish people wear the little yarmulkes on their head and they got the curly fries on the side. Like, no, that's not all Jewish people. But once
right.
again,
no,
that's
not.
It's stereotype. It's stereotype. Like, all people from the Middle East wear turbans or, you know, kufis
yeah.
or whatever. No, that's not true. It's a stereotype. Like I said, we live in society where stereotyping is like,
you know,
it's
I could I could go back in time. I could take a trip. Let's take a trip back in time in the golden era of Hollywood, where you would have, you know, they would take a person like Stephen Fetchett and Eddie Rochester Anderson and have them in film. And but yet they would still get paid. It's, they weren't ignorant men. They were very smart. But they would pay them. They would get paid to play those roles. Now, fast forward to 2016. You look at the recording industry. When it comes to rappers, it's the same thing all over again. Yeah. But this time, they want you to be hood. They want you to say like this, yeah, I went in jail. I have a, I went to jail for drug dealing. They want you to rap about the drugs. They want you to rap about shooting somebody. They want you to rap about banging some other chick. They want you to have all kinds of things when it comes to the music. Now, that's what it is now. You know, we are being bamboozled into a stereotype, but like you said, we don't see it. All we see is the money. We're slaves for that money.
Yeah. This is true, sadly enough. This is true. That's why, you know, it's just interesting how the whole stereotype thing just keeps going on and on. But like I said, it just breeds a laziness. Like,
yeah,
people are just really about, like, I'm just going to go off of what he said. Like you say, oh, I went and saw this movie. Oh, it was great. Oh, okay, so since he said it's great, I'm going to go see it. And you turn around and go see it, and it's not all that great to you. See, people don't even want to use, you know, their own perception. They don't want to do it. They're just going to say, oh, you told them this part in the movie and this part, and they're just like, yeah, you're right. They don't want to see things for themselves.
Hmm.
Because it's just the way out of not being lazy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Not doing your homework. And as to go back to Flint, Michigan, listen, once again, the stereotype. Nothing but a bunch of niggas. So what? They can't drink no water. So what?
Yeah.
They can't do this. So, you know. So what? They can't take baths. They don't like taking baths anyway. This is a stereotypical attitude of what they think black people are all about.
And it's a sad thing that, you know, some of us give in to that stereotype. I mean,
it's just sad.
And this is the stereotypes that we're doing. I mean, like I said, take a trip back to the golden age, and now you look at, it's still the same thing. The same thing. And, you know, those who want change, some of us ridicule them.
Of course. You know why? Because change takes work.
It does. You have to work. But yet, many of us feel that, oh, I'm going to go for mine. How are you going to go for mine? Oh, I'm just going to hustle. Yeah, you're going to get up you're not going to get up and go to work? Wow. That's amazing, man. You're going to go hustle? That's the thing.
Yeah.
Or scam. That's the new thing now. Let me scam it. I'd rather scam it than actually go and work for it. That's what these young, you know, a lot of these young people, you know, that's the sad thing about it. I mean, us older adults, it's like we're older now. Like we got but so much fight in us now. So now we have to count on these young people to do the fighting, but they're not going to do it because, just like you said, because of the rap thing, because of everybody wants to do is smoke weed, sit down and play video games all day.
And
stick
out of hand. And,
right.
And dig this,
absolutely.
Mika.
Nobody wants
big
or,
red, big red.
Oh, there's another stereotype. Dig this. Now I'm going to get into political. Oh, well, we voted for President Obama. What is he doing for us? Are you serious?
Black people thought that he was going to come in and just, you know, give everybody a free movie ticket and $500. Like that's what they thought Obama was going to do. And take away all their bad credit, and let the homie Juju out of prison.
Really? I just thought it was a politician. I don't know about two people, but a politician is a politician.
Well,
it was
listen,
nice to
I
see
mean,
one of the darker persuasion, But at the end of the
first
day,
of all,
I'm a politician.
But first of all, real talk. Come on now. You know most black people wasn't interested in the presidential debate
nope.
or run
no.
until Obama got up in there.
Exactly.
Right,
and that's when people
yep.
finally decided to get up and say, oh, I got to go vote. I'm like, listen. And you know what's sad? I hear people today, black people, oh, well, President Obama's not doing nothing for us. What do you want President Obama? What the hell do you want President Obama to do? First
exactly.
up, let me
what
just say this. Let me
he's
just say
let
this.
Juju out. Supposed to let Juju
let me,
out.
Let me just say this. Number one, President Barack Obama is the 44th president of the United States of America. And that means he represents the 50 states of the United States of America. He is not the president of the black community. So I don't know what it is that we as black people want the president to do. I mean, it's a shame.
Be honest.
Well, but that's
be
the
honest.
Thing. That's what it is. They thought, I think it was just the initial fact that it was a black president. Okay, that's fine. It was a wonderful thing that happened because we've never had that happen here. But now it's like, what did you expect this man to actually do? No, he was just like you said, he wasn't going to sit there and free your cousin Bozo out of jail. You know, like things like that is not going to happen. Like he's a president, and just like you said, he's a president of all the United States, not just the president of Brooklyn or the president of Queens. He's president of the whole United States. So that's a big responsibility on his show.
What you gonna say, Mika?
I was gonna say that I understand what he wants to give us, or what he was supposed to give us. 40 acres and a mule. We were entitled to that, and we were all upset because we didn't get it.
I want my jackass. You know, and the thing is, and I've heard some people who practically talk about reparations. Are you crazy? Listen, look. First up, number one. Yeah, they bring. Oh, where's our did any of you go to Washington to talk about that? I mean,
right.
getting mad and saying, oh, Obama's a sellout. I'm like, are you serious? The man faces as much opposition from Congress. The man has to fight throughout his administration, and you're sitting there coming up. Since when have we become the people asking for handouts?
Because we've always been a lot of us been given the handouts. That's the
mm-hmm.
whole thing. That's
yep.
the problem. A lot
yeah.
of us have been
right.
given the handouts.
Oh, I got one out.
Huh.
I got a right hand out and a left hand out. Which one you want first?
I mean, that's a serious... And you know what? And that's what Congress, one Republican candidate practically said it. Oh, well, they want free stuff, so of course they're going to vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the craziest thing. I'm like, first up, he is not our president. He's the president of the United States of America.
Right.
That's it.
You can't tell him
plain
that.
Plain and simple. Oh, no, you can't.
He's a brother.
He's supposed to look out for us. No, he's not.
No, he's not supposedly supposed to look out for your damn son. Not looking at you. He's supposed to look out. I'm like, get out of here with that.
It does happen.
Because once again, it's stereotypical of people. You know, I mean, come on, man. I just wonder, once again, when are we ever going to take what we do know and what we don't know and actually sit down somewhere and try to get this right?
When people start thinking outside the box instead of thinking
exactly.
in the box. That's when it's gonna happen. As long as you're thinking in that little square box, and that's all you wanna think is right there, or the five fingers in front of your face, and say, oh, I have five fingers in my face, but not realizing you have a whole hand, arm, elbow, underarm, you know, like you got a whole body.
But then
you're just thinking at them five fingers in your face. No, you're never gonna. It's never gonna be like that because that's where people feel comfortable.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something else, too. We're sitting there, we're always bickering about things, but yet when we don't vote, but yet let the latest Air Jordans come out, we're going to run on that line to get them. Let the latest iPhone comes out. Let the latest iPhone comes out. Yeah, go ahead, Brother B. Let the latest iPhone come out. Yeah. Let the latest iPhone come out. We're running to get it. But yet, we're sitting there saying, oh, I can't pay my rent. Oh, your kids could barely read, and you're getting an 8-year-old $200 worth of sneakers. Are you serious?
Mm. 3054, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want no 4 acres of the mule. I want 4 acres and a woman.
God. Right now.
I want no 4 acres of the mule.
But right now, you need the 40 boxes of diapers. That's what you need.
Oh, that's what you're going to need, bro.
It's a white,
and a bottle of liquor. There's a white and a bottle of liquor.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Hey,
trust
congratulations,
me, after,
Hot Rod.
Thank you. And after the show, I'm going to do the sign up for GoFundMe.com. So if you want to donate money and diapers and wipes to me, I'd be happy to accept. And this is, I'm not asking for a handout. I'm begging for a hangout. Okay? Someone give me something, please.
Oh, hello, man. Well, you got to do like that dude do him and his daughter, his little baby, they do like a little commercial. They do a little skit. So, you know, you can generate some money that way.
Hey, by any means necessary.
That's right.
We can bring you to the Oscars and have you boycott them. You know, him and the baby.
You got to do all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, but listen, he could be stereotyped. There'd be somebody at his job saying, my gosh, didn't he just have a baby? They're always having babies. Like, what the hell is the problem? Like, they can't just stop sleeping together. They can't just stop having sex. I'm like, wait a minute, what? It's only what? Only other people are supposed to populate the planet and not black people.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know?
Unbelievable.
But when black people made more kids, like, all right, cool, we got more people sent to prison now. Amen. That's the way they see it sometimes.
Yeah, that is the way. That's why what we was talking about earlier, and Mika said, and she corrected me, and she said, yeah, I can say law enforcement can't, but it's something that they shouldn't do. They shouldn't stereotype. Like when it comes down to the Flint, Michigan thing, they shouldn't stereotype. When you're out here shooting these young black kids, they shouldn't stereotype. But these are the issues that we have to deal with in the cards that we're dealt at this time. It's a big stereotype. It's a problem all across the board.
It is.
All right, so, well, let me tell you a scenario that I saw today at the hospital. And you know, I mean, it's a stereotype, or I'm just jumping the gun here. So, you know, when the baby is born, the hospital gives you milk, right, for the baby. But the formula that we saw was kosher.
Oh, guys, sorry, I gotta pick up a call. I'll call you guys later.
All right.
Later, guys.
All right.
Later.
So I'm like, why do we need to have a kosher milk? It's for the Jewish people. So why do Jewish people get their own special type of milk? Should I be upset about that?
Well, now wait a minute. So you're trying to say that the nurse brought some kosher milk for what? The kosher baby, the Jewish baby?
Yeah.
And they brought you, some different milk.
Yeah, it's want me to eat some regular milk.
Hmm.
So I'm like, wait a minute, isn't milk is milk?
Well, no.
What's the difference between kosher milk and regular milk?
Because theirs is kosher. It's been blessed by a rabbi.
The fake rabbi that's been going to the strip clubs and throwing dollars, making it rain on girls.
Well,
right?
it's the same thing with halal. It's the same thing with the halal. Somebody has to pray over it, and then it's all of a sudden it's good to eat now. It's only for, you know, them. It's been blessed. So I don't think that was a stereotype thing. I think it was kind of just, you know, that's what Jewish people prefer. Like, they want, our stuff has to be kosher. Yours can be whatever it wants to be, but I only put kosher stuff in my body.
Mm-hmm. So if I pray over my food, can I make that kosher too?
You're not a rabbi.
Oh,
you're not a rabbi. Yeah,
yeah, I forgot I'm a drunk, so
you're not a Jewish.
You never know. I might have some Jewish blood.
I'm surprised Tamika's quiet on this one. I'm surprised Tamika's real quiet on this one.
Yes, I am. I'm behaving.
Tamika's still trying to have a baby.
Listen,
she must be in the bathroom.
Tonight I'm going to be nice to Hot Rod because the next 25 years of his life are going to suck.
Ah! Oh,
crap. Better you than me, bro. Better you than me.
I think that was just their preference. That's all. I mean, listen, you want to talk about another stereotype, but since, you know, all men are dogs, why do all women...
We're still women? Oh, my God.
No.
You're such a woman.
You started. No, I'm not.
Such a woman. Oh, my God.
Listen.
I would never do anything around you right now. Because you're gonna be that dude that remembers everything. Oh, that's such a chick thing to do.
No,
there's your serial clip right there.
I have to agree with her because women are like that. We're the ones that's supposed to remember every little thing. Dudes are supposed to be like, you're supposed to forget it like in the next 2 seconds. You're supposed to just be like, oh, what kind of beer we getting? Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what
I do agree.
You know
what the thing is? Men can do it too. It's just that men don't always say it. Women are always quick to pull that out the hat, that rabbit out the hat. Oh, well, I remember what you did back in 1974 and at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, oh, really? Like, damn, are you sure? Y'all are quick to bring it up. Y'all are quick to say something about it.
But that's in our nature. When a guy does it, it's just a little gay.
Well, okay, so ladies, why cannot just let it go?
Now I'm gay. Now
why
you
cannot just let it go?
You said why we can't let it go.
Just let it go.
Why would we do that?
Because why would we let it go? Because if we let it go, y'all will do the same behavior again, and then you have to tell you again. It's like dealing with kids.
Okay, but you know,
I don't want to deal with a man that I have to talk to like I'm talking to my children. I didn't birth you, so I shouldn't have to be keep telling you about your behavior or whatever it is that you're doing.
But wait a minute. But why tell us about our behavior? When did you become the mother?
When did y'all become the children where we have to talk to y'all like that? Or we have to keep telling you about your behavior?
Stereotype. You guys.
No,
you,
it's not. No,
you
know, right, hold on. That's not a stereotype. No. That's a fact.
Yes, it is.
That's not a stereotype. That is a fact. Because it don't make no sense. That's a fact. I'm telling you.
Listen, dudes don't sleep with their mothers. And if you do, then you're a Norman Bates ass dude.
Why are you trying to be? That's the difference. Dudes are more likely to go for a chick that reminds them of their mother, which is so ill. Oedipus complex much. So all I have to say.
Some guys like that motherly love. Some guys like to be treated like a stepchild.
No, because the only thing they're looking for, if they're looking for somebody like their mother, they're looking for somebody that maybe has that nurturing side, but not the nag.
It's not looking for the nurturing side. It's looking for somebody because their mama didn't nurture them. That's the problem.
It's different now.
Maybe the mother spoiled that young guy. Maybe the mother spoiled that guy so much. That's why he's a mother boy. That one too.
It's all kinds of factors that come into that.
But my thing is, then you shouldn't be messing with a dude that you're going to have to play mom to.
You're right about that, but sometimes, like I said, it doesn't, sometimes it's not right in your face. Just like you got females that got the daddy thing going on where they want a dude to treat them they want to be spoiled like their father, you know, like their father spoiled them.
Sorry, I gotta go. Baby mama. Baby Mama's calling me right now.
All right. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yo.
But it's just, I mean.
No. Yo, listen. I can't deal with that. Like that right there. It's just, ever seen? I gotta throw it back to this. It could have been started before this. I don't know, but I have to throw it back to it. Ever since T. Harvey came out with his dumbass first book, all of a sudden, a sea of people women, it went from some to a lot, and things start changing. A role reversal came about, where women started to the role of men, but at the same time, they wanted to be women. You can't do both.
Right, but see,
Turn around and you got dudes trying to do the damn same thing. They want to be men, but then they want to turn around and wear dresses. You can't do both.
Turn around and wear dresses. We spoke about that before. I think that, like I said, when the women that are doing that, like I said, it once again, that goes back to the self-esteem type of thing. If you know that you're secure in yourself and you as a woman, you're secure. So you don't need a book or a person that wrote a book or a dude or a man to write a book to let you know how you need to switch the game around or play the game like a man and all that. Like, it doesn't work. And you need to try and stuff. Like I said, I've thought about reading that book, but it's just like, I'm glad I didn't, because I didn't want to read that book. Because it's just like, you can't, my thing is, I don't want to know the game of a man. I'd rather watch what he's doing. And if it's something that ain't right that he's doing, then I'm going to call him on it, or we're going to discuss it, or whatever the case is going to be. I don't want to sit up there and try to play, oh, if he's doing this, I'm going to do it this way, because he's doing it like that, I'm going to do it too. No, come on, like get out of here with that.
I'm going to ask both of y'all, Mika, Big Red, have you seen this new show with Rev Run and Tyrese?
Not yet.
I have not seen it. Somebody told me about it before it hit the air. I have not seen it, and I have no intention on watching it. And if I do watch it, it's only probably going to piss me off and just make me realize, yeah, I shouldn't have watched it, because this is exactly what I expected of it.
He wrote a book. I think Tyrese and Reverend, they wrote some type of book
about
called Manology or something like that.
First of all,
let me tell you something. I haven't read the book, and like I said, I'm thinking that it's something like that Steve Harvey jump off.
Roman Fast and the Furious is actually writing a book and telling me I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
He should have stuck with singing on a damn bus in a Coke commercial.
Exactly.
And left it at that.
But this is my problem. And I have to, and once again, it's stereotypical of people like that. People who have money, people who are in the certain spotlight, and they want to gain more spotlight, and they want to do other things, then they start doing dumb shit. And to me, like I said, I haven't seen the show yet. I'm not prejudging, but you kind of get the premise of it from the title. I don't like it. I don't condone it. I don't support it. Because first of all, I don't see any women coming out with shows giving up their game. So why the hell
would
you come up with a show talking about what men are doing or talking to women about men so women can get a better understanding? Listen, that's how you're screwing up relationships here. Like, listen, there's a difference between communicating and, you know what, find out on your own. Because that's the fun about relationships, and whether it's between a man and a woman, or whether it's a friendship, or men and men, woman and woman, whatever. It doesn't matter, but that's the fun. There's the mystery. There's the fact finding about one another. When you start going out there giving people the game or telling people process one, step two, step three, step four, it's like, what is there to find out?
Right.
And it's like, basically, once you find out everything, it's like the game's over. It's like, once again, like a video game. Once you get to the top level or the highest score achieved or once you achieve the objective.
Or you get once you get the cheat codes, it's like the game is not fun no more once you get the cheat codes.
Exactly. So it's like,
it's not
fun no more. And I don't support any woman that would even run to a Steve Harvey book or run to this type of show and watch it for what? What are you trying to get out of it?
Because
so
I think that show
you don't have to do your homework. Come on now.
Right. I think a lot of couples are gonna watch that show, and you're gonna get a lot of people that are gonna get into conflict because of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will admit I do like them on Family Feud. That's probably the only time I watch them is on Family
Feud. Yeah, that's it. You should not be giving out. You should not be.
But this is Tyrese and
Rev Run. They all snitches. Like I hate to say it about, especially you know Rev Run, but yo, you snitches. Yo, this is not what it's about.
I guess he feels a certain way because him and his wife get along so well, and then. Relationship. I mean, that's you. Like, you got to give other people a chance to let them.
How do we know that?
Right, exactly. True.
Because everybody front for the camera. They talk about reality shows. All the stuff is scripted. That's why I'm like, listen, there's all types of categories of people. But some of them very much do, even though it may not be right, they fall into a certain type of stereotype of people. And even people with money and with fame, they fall into that stereotype category too, because they, it's like Steve Harvey did one thing and somebody else trying the same formula. So now all of a sudden you guys are relationship gurus and you're giving all this advice and this, that, and the third. Like, come on now. Like, for real.
Right.
Like I said earlier, you know, you got people talking about, oh, well, I don't like the fact that, you know, they use all of us Middle Eastern people in these movies and stuff like, so why don't you stop being in the movies? Like, don't talk about it, be about it. But we still go through with it. Just like, you know, we sit there and say, oh, women ain't this, and then women are talking about, oh, men ain't shit, and it's not in the third. Listen, stop it. But then again, I guess somebody has to feed the need. The beast has to be fed for things to continue to go on the way they're going on, because it's at the end of the day and at the start and even in the middle, I guess it's just all about entertainment.
Absolutely.
It's all about keeping busy. It's all about always having something to say. Instead of being silent, somebody always has something to say. And when you stereotype, you always have something to say about somebody doing something, somewhere. It's always something.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
That's crazy.
So, but we got 2 minutes. So,
okay.
Big Red, final thoughts, Big Red.
Final thoughts on stereotyping. Like I said earlier, look outside the box. Stop looking just in that square box and just, you know, putting everyone in one category all the time. Do your research. You know, try to find out about another person. Like I said, we all done it. I've done it. We've all done it, or we do it once in a while. But when you feel yourself starting to do it, just do a little research or just try to, you know, back up a little bit before you just say, okay, this person is this and this person. No, just like, all right, you know what, let me try and see if I can get to know what's going on first. So I just come out and just have that type of thought about that person or people or whatever.
True. All right, Mika.
One thing my mother taught me, and I thought it was stereotyping, but it's the fact. People suck. There's nothing you can do about it. Deal with the fact that somebody's going to have an opinion of you based on what they see, not what they know.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
Okay. And my final thoughts. Shut up, mind your business. If you ain't got something intelligent to say, then just shut the hell up. Just shut up. So, and with that being said, Big Red, Mika, it's been a pleasure.
Yes.
And I'm going to get a fun topic up for next. What you want? Think about it and hit me up, inbox me for next week. What you want to do?
No problem.
All right.
All right, fine.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling the reserve.
All right. That was this concludes the episode of the menu. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
All
right. Good night. Later, y'all.
All right.
Later, y'all. Later. All right. Later.